Now here, this crowd, they fell a-lusting. And what was it you think that they wanted? Listen to this. We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. Boy, what they liked. Everything they liked was a condiment, except fish, of course. And you can't catch many fish out in that wilderness. Weren't many lakes out there then. And these people weren't eating fish. But boy, had they had fish down in Egypt, all the fish they wanted. And I'm of the opinion they got pretty tired of fish down there. But now that's what they remember. And they remember, notice, cucumbers and melons and leeks and onions and garlic. And everything they liked either grew on the ground or in the ground. Boy, they did like it down like that. That was sort of like root hog or die. They were the kind that wanted the worldly, earthly things, and that's what started all the complaint. They didn't like Bible study, I can tell you that. Someone said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, but an onion a day will keep everybody away, and garlic will keep the whole community away. But it is good in meat, is it not, and in other things. Now, that's what they remembered, and the things they remembered are things that grew on the ground or under the ground. And now listen to them complain. Verse 6, but now our soul is dried away. There is nothing at all beside this manna before our eyes. Now they're complaining about manna. Can you imagine that? Here they have manna to eat, and what happens? Well, they begin to complain about the manna, and they didn't like it. And now what happens? The Spirit of God comes along and describes it for us for the second time, what manna was. In other words, the Spirit of God says, this is what they're complaining about. Here is the thing that they did not like, and how wonderful it was. Now, verse 7, and the manna was as coriander seed, and the color thereof as the color of bdellium. And the people went about and gathered it. Now, it was not a monotonous food. The fact of the matter is, when we get to Deuteronomy, we'll find there that God told them, when you went through the wilderness, your foot did not swell. And that means that they didn't get beriberi. Beriberi comes from eating that which is just one article of food. Well, now they're just eating manna in the wilderness, and yet they didn't get beriberi. What does that mean? That means that manna had all the vitamins in it. It means it was God's food. And this manna, of course, speaks of Christ and speaks of the Word of God that reveals Him. The manna was as coriander seed, and the color thereof is the color of bdellium. And the people went about and gathered it. Now notice the different ways it could be fixed. And they ground it in mills, or beat it in a mortar, and baked it in pans, made cakes of it, and the taste of it was as the taste of fresh oil. And when the dew fell upon the camp in the night, the manna fell upon it. Now, here is the description given of it. It was not monotonous food. It could be fixed in many different ways. They could bake it. They could fry it. They could slice it. They could grind it. They could make bread out of it. They could make cake out of it. They could just about do everything with the manna. In fact, I'm not sure but what Ms. Moses got out of cookbook. Mother Moses' Cookbook on Many Ways to Fix Manna would be the title of her book. And you could just fix manna any kind of ways. It was a very marvelous food. And the Spirit of God is saying, look, this is what the people are despising. And isn't that true? Somebody says to me, my, that was terrible that they did that back in those days. We would never do that. Well, this manna's Christ. How do you feel about him? I had someone that made the complaint. They were formerly a member of the church I served in Los Angeles. And when they left, they made the statement to someone else. They said, well, we got tired down there. All Dr. McGee did on Sunday was just give an invitation, and all he did was just preach the gospel. And that's about the best compliment they could have paid me. But you see, they got tired of manna. It's amazing today how people get tired of manna. But they do. They don't like Bible study either. A lot of people don't. Now, we're thrilled at the response we've had to this, but we also recognize that a large segment of the church, and the largest segment, they're not concerned about Bible study, friends. They just don't want it. They don't go for it. And that is, of course, the predicament of the church today. It's due to the fact they've turned from the Word of God, and they're trying to feed somewhere else other than on the manna that God has provided.